The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I am your host every Saturday morning, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. And I'm excited this morning because we got a great show as everyone is heading in to the holiday season. The last couple shows, we've been talking about lifestyle change, things and tips that you can get through the holiday season as December and January become stressful months as everybody's closing out the year, holiday parties, in-laws, kids, grandkids, lots of commitments right now. I'm sure everyone's feeling a little bit run down, tired, can't get up, searching for that energy drink, having that cup of coffee, craving salty, sugary foods. We got a great topic this morning we're going to talk about. We're going to be talking about cortisol levels, stress, and how to manage it. I have Simon Chan back on the show with me this morning.
Good morning, Christy.
Excellent. We warned everybody you were coming back. You've kind of become my co-host on this show. So it's great to have you back. We have a great topic again this morning to talk to our listeners about, and really how to cope with stress. Now that you have the stress, hopefully we provided some of them lifestyle changes through the last couple of months. Now that the stress has hit, the adrenal glands are fired up, you're releasing them cortisol levels, how we're going to be able to help you and what treatments out there. I also have another guest on, as everybody's in town this week for the conference, and I'm very excited and privileged to have Bill Schadl. He is the Senior Director of Strategic Development. He's been with Metagenics for 40 years. And been in the industry. He's knowledgeable, and I'm glad to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent. We're going to talk a little bit. You know, Simon and I, the last couple shows, we've been talking about some of the lifestyle changes, trying to motivate people to time manage where they can get some of the stressors out. Maybe you don't have to be at every event or show up to the event. Doesn't mean that you got to be there 4 or 5 hours. And I have difficulty myself saying no. You have so many commitments. Even this week as we approach into the holiday season, the conference is in town, the big anti-aging. You guys have both been at two separate locations. And even the travel, getting in the airport, it's kind of, we're now heading into flu. The immune systems get run down. Then you add the adrenal fatigue to it. People have decreased. People don't want to get sick before the holiday, right? You're traveling to the family, got commitments. And we're going to talk a little bit about adrenal fatigue and cortisol levels and adrenal fatigue. What really is that? You know, it's a big term. It's out there. People know a little bit about it. A lot of the infomercials and the media have brought up about cortisol levels, cortisol blocker. Are you gaining midsection weight? Are you fatigued? Can't sleep at night? Waking up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning every morning. I've gone through, almost everybody in their life has gone through periods where they've had adrenal fatigue or that intense stress where it actually stresses the adrenal glands. And I think it's important that people know, when I ask people in my own practice, do you have stress? No, I live a stress-free life. Nobody lives a stress-free life.
No.
One, we live in Vegas. We're a 24-hour town. Nobody sleeps the normal. Nobody works the normal shift here. And even daily life can cause stress on the adrenal glands. And Bill, you bring a wealth of knowledge to adrenal fatigue. And let's talk a little bit about, you know, some of the symptoms that people may be experiencing and how they can really relate to the show we're going to talk about today.
Okay. Well, thank you. Stress is a very interesting topic, and there's a tremendous amount of research that's being done on stress, and we're learning more and more about how our body handles stress. And the fact is that without stress, none of us could live. We need stress to get up. We need stress to survive our day on a day-to-day basis. And it's not so much the fact that we're under stress, it's how our bodies handle it. There's another variable that needs to be taken into consideration, and that's the amount of stress and the type of stressors that we have. there are some things that are good stressors. We enjoy doing things, but they're still stressors. And we have to understand that all of them have a physiological response. And over time, it's kind of like recharging the batteries. If we don't recharge the batteries, then our bodies at some point, pardon me, can't handle or can't respond appropriately or adequately to stress.
So what do you mean by good stressors, Bill? I don't quite
understand. Taking a vacation is a stressor because you're in a different place. Your routine is changed. You're sleeping in different beds and things like that. There was an interesting study that was done a number of years ago where two researchers from Seattle took a look at all kinds of different types of stressors, all the way from a parking ticket to the death of a spouse. The death of a spouse was considered the most profound and significant stress. But parking tickets, changing jobs, getting a raise, getting a promotion, all of those things were considered to be stressors because they upset the normal routine. And what they found is that if you add up all of these different individual stressors, and they gave them all numerical scores, and if you added them up, and the number reached a certain point, I think it was 300 if I recall correctly, that your chances of spending 2 weeks in the hospital sometime in the next 2 years were twice what those people who had fewer stressors.
Huh.
So stress, we sometimes think of stress as being, I just got divorced, or I just got fired, or I just lost my house. But the reality is the individual small day-to-day stressors, like
driving in
Las Vegas traffic, or I drive in L.A. traffic, which is also...
You have way more stress.
Yeah, I do. All of those individual stressors have a cumulative effect. And it's not so much the presence or absence of them, because we're all confronted with them. It's how our body handles them.
Right.
And the organ that's involved in that, or that's responsible for that, is the adrenal glands, which is where we're going.
Yes. And, too, here in Las Vegas, we live such a 24-hour town. This town never shuts down, just like in L.A. But there's a lot of places that you can reflect back on. Me, personally, I grew up in Michigan. The town shut down at 6, 7 o'clock at night. You went home, you had dinner, and you had that recovery period here. And I feel like here we're on such a go, 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 go. You know, you can go grocery shopping at midnight here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where it's allowing you to kind of not plan for time for yourself, plan for that recovery time. Oh, I can get one more thing in the day because everything's open. Or even people that work the night shift and how that affects the adrenal glands and affects the cortisol levels. And people start putting on a few pounds. They start putting on midsection weight, that fatigue feeling. When you're at 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon and you're searching for that salty French fries, the sugary drink, the energy drink. I've been in that position myself. We all have faced that, but it's really how can we cope with it and how do we deal with it so it doesn't create chronic problems with the body.
Right.
Doesn't create infection, doesn't create inflammation. Because now there's so much research out there about chronic inflammation and how it causes heart disease and, you know, high cholesterol, high
Virtually
blood pressure.
Virtually every chronic disease that we know about has inflammation as a component of it.
Absolutely. Right. And the blood pressure and, you know, the high, you know, cholesterol. And the first thing you do is you go out and you get that little raise in blood pressure. You may go to your family practice internal medicine. You get put on one blood pressure pill. You come back, you get put on another pill. You get put on a high cholesterol medicine. But really kind of the focus, too, of... You know, why I have you guys here is because you come from the same background as I do. Fix the problem.
Mm-hmm. Right. You got to work on the symptoms, not just work on the symptoms, but you got to kind of get to the root of it. And like Bill was saying, during the holiday season, the aggregate score of stress, I guess is kind of how we put it, is, you know, not everyone gets divorced every day, but not everyone has, you know, that and whatnot. It's the looking for the parking space for the gift. It's your family coming into town, like Christy was saying. It's, you know, getting your kids ready in the morning, getting yourself ready in the morning, doing all these everyday things that add to this level of stress that is breaking people down during the holiday season. It just adds a little bit more.
Yeah. And the mechanism whereby that happens is that Christy mentioned the hormone cortisol, which is produced by the adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands are called the fight or flight organs. That's what allows you to respond to stress and to challenges in your environment. And the history of that, if you go back far enough, is that it's what helped us to survive as a species, because it's what causes your heart to race. It causes your pupils to dilate. It's what causes all of the effects that happen when you're frightened. So if you're being chased by a tiger and you don't want to be the tiger's lunch, then the cortisol is what allows you, and other hormones too, are what allow you to respond appropriately to that. But the problem that we have today is the physiological response continues to be the same. Your heart races, your breathing gets more pronounced, and all the other things that prepare you to either run or fight. But running or fighting is not something you can do when you're driving in a car and stuck in traffic and late for an appointment. But the physiological effect is the same on your body. So your body doesn't know that you're not running from a tiger. It just knows that you're under stress. You're under some type of challenge. And the other part of the problem is that it doesn't go away. If you're running away from a tiger, you either survive it or you don't. But that's not what happens to us. We find the parking space, and then we have to stand in line while we're waiting to pay for the gift. And all these little individual stressors continue to mount up. There's a really excellent book written by a Dr. Sapolsky at I think he's at Berkeley, entitled, or either Berkeley or Stanford, entitled Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers. And he talks a lot about this physiological effect of stress and how it has an impact on the adrenal glands, and also what we can do individually to help to mediate the effects of stress. Since we all have stress, and it's a fact of life, we're not going to get away from it, so what can we do? Well, interestingly, things like exercise helps you to work off stress. And it helps you to it helps your body to respond appropriately, and having a type of a diet that reduces the amount of high sugary foods and beverages or salty foods, all of those compound the problem by helping physiologically to drive the adrenal glands, basically. So you find the adrenal glands under more and more stress, both as a result of the environment that we're in, and then we tend to compound it by making poor dietary choices.
Right. We do have to take a quick break, but when we return, we're going to continue to talk about stress and adrenal fatigue and how it affects your health. And we are going to have a show special again today to my listeners through the month of December. So we're going to be right back. I'm your host, Dr. Kristy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Dollar Loan Center is now funding title loans. They lend up to 80% of your vehicle's value, and you only pay interest on the days you have your loan out. Visit their 27 area locations. Go to don'tbebroke.com or call 364-LOAN today. Title loans available at select locations. Loan subject to approval.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Kristy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosis, and managing acute illnesses and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on KXNT News Talk every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
What is one of the most important questions when preparing for retirement? How am I going to make my retirement income last?
It's our job to inform you about your options so you can make more informed decisions for you and your family.
And that's what the Retirement Brothers and their team at Ashton Strobel do for their clients every day.
It's all about protecting your assets.
With the right strategies, you can generate income in retirement.
Saturday afternoon at 3 on FM News 100.5 KXNT.
Do you need quality traffic information when you're not near a radio? You can get it free by downloading the NRIX traffic app. NRIX is the world's leading supplier of quality traffic information. They analyze nearly 2 billion data points per day to create real-time and predictive traffic information in 40 countries around the world. It's great for travelers. Be on time for the important people and events in your life. Download the NRIX traffic app from the iOS or Android store and learn more online at NRIX.com. That's INRIX.com.
News and information with Nate Tannenbaum.
Investigators who had been following Moore say he was busy last month.
Metro says on November 8th, Moore trying to rob the MGM Grand by telling employees that he had a bomb strapped.
Morning news from 6 to 9 a.m. on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com, and please go to the site. There's a lot of information on there about adrenal fatigue and how adrenal fatigue may be affecting your life. Some of the symptoms that you may be experiencing. There's even a questionnaire on there. Everybody, before we went to break, we were talking about how we all have stress. We all react to it differently. But chronic stress that we may deal with, even things that you don't really realize, even going through the holiday season, the month of December, even in my own practice, it's not just come in and get hormones, just come in and get a wellness plan. You got to really treat the whole body and the whole symptom. And I think a lot of times the adrenal glands are missed. The amount of stress people are under is missed. When you come into my practice, you actually get a questionnaire. It's 3 pages. This is why everybody's like, do I really have to show up 30 minutes early, Simon? I'm like, yes, you do. Because I want to know, what are your sleep patterns? We're in a 24-hour town. What is your lifestyle? When are you sleeping? What are you experiencing? What are the top 3 goals of coming into my practice? Or do you have fatigue? Do you have sleep problems? How many people sleep 8 hours a night?
You're lucky if you could get 6, you know what I mean? We're supposed to get 8. But you're right. Like, what about like the holiday blues? Everyone talks about like the holiday blues. What is, you know, how does that, why aren't people excited and happy during the holiday season? You know what
it's
I mean?
Just a go, go, go. Right. And the amount of commitments, you got a job, you got the stress of, and it's really just looking back, and we mentioned this last week, that what is important? Really, we mentioned last week, when you go home at the end of the day, it's really your family, your kids at home, and the memories that you're building.
Right.
And just to step back and realize what's important. And that's one of the tips. We've been talking a little bit about adrenal fatigue and stress and how it causes adrenal fatigue or adrenal exhaustion or abnormal cortisols. I think that's kind of some of the key terms that people are probably familiar with, but it's very confusing. What is that? I'm going to tell you, if you go into an internal medicine doctor, you go into a family practice doctor that doesn't do a lot of the anti-aging or, you know, specialty courses on it, they don't know what that is, because it's an additional certification studying a bond, that traditional book, and how it really does affect your life. And it starts with stress that we all have. And it's just this repeated stress. It's waking up not feeling good in the morning, having to lay in bed for a couple hours, searching for caffeine in the morning to get up and get that going. What about that 1 to 3 p.m. crash where I feel like I got to take a nap?
Yeah.
It's all symptoms of them. Cortisol's not working properly, or that, you know, I've tested people in my own office, and you should wake up in the morning, your cortisol should be high, and it should kind of just drift off and trend off to almost nothing at nighttime so that you get good sleep. It's almost, most people, a reverse curve, a roller coaster curve that we have where they're getting the peaks and the valleys. And a lot of people will go out and they're searching for these over-the-counter products that are cortisol blockers, get rid of belly fat, get more energy. But that's not the answer. And I tell people, it's really good to come in, get your cortisol testing done so that we can treat you, put you on a treatment plan that's going to work. And we're going to talk about that more in the towards the end of our show, how we can really help with these types of symptoms. And it's not going on medications. It's not a pill fix. It's fixing the problem. And how this really leads up to the brain, and then the brain affects the hormones. You know, I do a lot of hormone therapy. We put men on testosterone. We put women on hormone therapy. But I always tell them, until you get the adrenal glands fixed, this is a temporary fix. You're just going to be constantly fighting your hormones, needing more hormones, or not really feeling good. Like, I felt good in the beginning, but I just don't feel right. So I think it's a lot that's missed. Don't you agree?
I would agree. And I think that there is a difference between classic adrenal collapse, when the adrenal glands just stop working properly. That's a disease called Addison's disease. And what people are experiencing is maybe looking at it at a continuum that I'm not suggesting that if you continue to go down that road, you're going to reach the point where your adrenals completely collapse. And you have Addison's disease, which, as I said, is a classic treatable disease. But more to the point, the adrenal glands, like all the rest of the organs of the body, depend upon an adequate supply of all the different raw materials that are required for health: vitamins, minerals, macronutrients like proteins, fats, carbohydrates. But what we find in our diet today is that there's too much of certain things, too much of like a rapid source of energy, like refined sugars, for instance. And that leads to changes in the physiology, which then causes stress on your body. And again, we talked before about it's not the presence or absence, but how you respond to it. So the first step is to make sure that you have adequate supply of all the nutrients that are necessary to drive all the physiological processes of your body, including those of the adrenal glands. And that means eating a healthy diet. And so one of the key variables that we frequently talk about and a simple tool to use is to eat a rainbow. The foods and when I say eat a rainbow, what I mean is you consume lots of different colorful fruits and vegetables, naturally colored. I don't mean making sure you eat the blue M&Ms. eating a rainbow means you're eating a wide variety of different colorful fruits and vegetables. And the fresher, the better. Because the thing that gives the vegetables their bright color, like the red that's in tomatoes and peppers, the orange that's in oranges and beta-carotene-rich foods like carrots and things like that, those things that give them the bright, colorful colors and their pungent odor and their strong flavors tend to be the very things, they're called phytochemicals, that drive healthy physiological processes. And there's no one of them that you need. You need all of them. So you've heard of resveratrol. You've heard of lycopene. You've heard of lutein. You've heard of zeaxanthines, maybe. All of these chemicals are things that our body uses and we've adapted to help us to stay healthy. And that's why eating a rainbow is such an important component of health.
But in our go-go-go society, most people are eating like steaks and mashed potatoes, and they're not eating the rainbow. Or they're going through a drive-thru and get a hamburger, and it's the browns, right? It's
browns and tans and yellows rather than the bright.
It's the comfort foods that get people through the day because their adrenals are not functioning. They need that simple carbohydrate to get through the day because it's giving them energy. Or they're drinking a Monster drink or a Red Bull or a 5-Hour Energy or one of them products to get that energy because they have to get through the day. They have to get their job done. And that's what they're searching for instead of really kind of fixing the problem.
So with this adrenal fatigue, adrenal collapse, you're noticing people are getting tired, and they have to drink more and more of this caffeine, sugary, high energy type thing. Right?
They just don't feel right. They're tired. They'll start to have sleep problems at night. They're able to fall asleep, but 2-3 o'clock in the morning, they're wide awake and they can't go back to sleep. What about even a little bit of mild depression, that feeling blue feeling that you were talking about with the holiday blues? You're getting a little bit run down on that adrenal function.
Yeah. And interestingly, not everybody responds to stress the same way. What we've found in some of the studies that we've done is that you can isolate the type of stress response that an individual might have. And for example, some people, when they're under stress, they get blue. Some people get angry. They're on a hair trigger type of a temper. Some people get tired. Some people get over-energized. So each of these, we call them stressed and worried, stressed and wired, stressed and tired, stressed and hot. Each of these are different types of stress responses, and each different type of personality requires a slightly different approach. And that's one of the reasons that there's no single answer to stress, and that's why it's important to make sure that you're being adequately coached or guided or treated by someone who knows all of these different stress responses and how to approach them.
And just, I want to tell our listeners too a little bit before we go to break, it's not everybody's in my practice is treated differently. You know, a lot of times I'll have people that know each other that come in or their family member comes in and they'll say, well, why am I not on that? Why don't I have that product? And I want to make that a point that everybody is different. Everybody responds differently. And that's where we kind of come at that approach. It's not just a quick fix all. We'll do cortisol testing where we actually do it through the saliva to get a picture, a blueprint of where you're running throughout the day. We're going to check your morning levels. We're going to check where you're at noon. It's not just going into the lab and getting a spot check when you've already been up. You've been active all day. You may have took a caffeine stimulant in the morning. That reading really doesn't do a good picture. So it gives us kind of a blueprint how to treat and what treatment plan. We take it with the symptoms that you may be experiencing. You go through this big questionnaire. You want to know what are you really feeling? And that's kind of how we create a treatment plan for each individual. Like you mentioned, it's not a fix-all, and everybody may be on a different based on their response to stress.
Right. And it's also not a pill for an ill. You're not giving one single thing that's supposed to address all the different conditions. What you're trying to do is to provide the body with the adequate supply of the raw materials it needs to adapt and to be able to compensate for whatever changes in the environment you find.
Exactly. And another important thing is, too, is I think a lot of people with a lot of chronic health conditions, you know, when people come in, we get their blood work done, we're checking blood sugar levels. Do you know how much borderline high blood sugar we see when people come in and I'm like, your blood sugars are running high? Mm-hmm. No, they've never ran high in my life. Well, you're looking at that 3 month picture, that right. Hemoglobin A1C, they're running that 5.8, 5.9, and it's kind of overlooked, I think, a lot in the chronic health conditions. If you don't treat that now, what is it going to be in 5 to 10 years from now? What's that inflammation creating on the body?
Right.
Your blood pressure is going to go up. You're going to get a little bit of that high cholesterol. It's a pill. Well, stop it now. Or if you're on these medications, what can we do now to try to get you off some of them or even get you on a lower dose that may not have that type of effect? When we return, we are going to be talking a little bit about the treatment plan. How do you get these macronutrients? What do you do now that you have these symptoms? And more than 80% of you right now are experiencing it. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My phone number is 702-731-1200.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. Can I help you today?
Yes, I'm here to do some holiday shopping.
Great. We have lots of gifts at great prices.
Well, then, I need 12 Camus Conundrums.
Mm-hmm.
11 Piper Heidsieck Brut Champagnes,
okay.
10 Stag's Leap Cabernets,
yep.
9 Dancing Bulls Infidels, 8 Mueller Liebfraumilches, mm-hmm. 7 Shock Top 6-Packs, 6 Grey Goose Vodkas, 5 GoldenEye Pinot Noirs.
I see what's happening.
4 Calling Cabs, yeah. 3 Old Speckled Hens, 2 Abita Turbo Dogs, mm-hmm. and a Vecchia Cantina Chianti.
Nice list.
Thank you. Stayed up all night practicing.
Just one night?
Yeah.
Let's start with the beer.
Awesome.
On your first day of shopping, head to Total Wine & More for 2,400 wines costing $10 or less. With 8,000 wines in all, 3,000 different spirits, and 2,500 different beers, it might be the only holiday shopping stop you need. With 2 locations in Summerlin and Henderson, Total Wine & More. Maximum holiday shopping, minimum holiday spending.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, you need to post your job on all the top job sites to find the best candidates. Now, with ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist and social networks like LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, all with a single click. Screen, rate, and hire the right candidates fast. Listeners of this program can try ZipRecruiter for free by visiting ZipRecruiter.com/Vegas. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Vegas.
Are you ready for retirement?
You work hard for your retirement nest egg, and you deserve to live your retirement on your terms.
The Retirement Brothers and their team at Ashton Strobelt will help you create a personalized strategy for your lifestyle.
Listen, it's all about what you want out of your retirement and what matters most to you.
Tune in to The Retirement Brothers, Saturday afternoon at 3 on FM News 100.5 KXNT.
Breaking news first. News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. I want you to write down that number, 702-731-1200, because I'm back with Simon Chan, Senior Executive Manager with Metagenics, and I have special guest Bill Schottel back on the show with me, and we're going to talk, now that we've brought awareness that we all have stress, we all may be having some of these symptoms, we're going to talk about how you can treat it. I'm going to offer a great show special so that you can come into my office, get tested, see where your cortisol levels are. But Bill, I want to talk and bring your knowledge into your expertise over 40 years working this industry and on product. I don't want people to go out and go to the local pharmacy or supplement store because the marketing says adrenal fatigue, stress, these products aren't going to work. Correct?
Yes. Let me qualify that. They may work.
Short term.
But the problem that you have is that there's not one size fits all. That each individual's response to stress is dependent upon the variables that their genetic makeup, their diet, their lifestyle. It depends upon a lot of different variables. So the way to treat each person is also going to depend upon how they respond to stress. So when you go to a health food store or you go to a pharmacy and you just buy something that says for stress, it may be useful for you, but it may not be exactly right for you too. And that's one of the reasons that we think it's so important that a trained healthcare professional help the patient to determine what their stress response is and what would be the appropriate approach for them. Now, within the context of that, we've been working for many years to develop a series of support products that are based on both Western medicine, where we've got studies that have been done in universities in Western medicine to support a particular approach. And in addition to that, the thing that frequently is forgotten is that not everything good comes from Western medicine. That you also have Eastern medicine. You have herbal medicine. You have thousands of years of Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese botanicals, where the practitioners of traditional Chinese medicine have monitored patients and used particular herbal approaches and herbal combinations for thousands of years and watched what they do over time. And so even though there might not be a placebo-controlled double-blind crossover study like we would do here in a university, they still have thousands of years of experience in treating these exact conditions with very specific herbal concoctions and decoctions and herbal blends of products. And so each one of them is for a particular type of person. I mentioned before the stressed and wired and the stressed and tired. So they might contain ginseng as an example, or they might contain ashwagandha or bacopa. These are all different types of herbs that are used in traditional Chinese medicine or Ayurvedic medicine, which is from India. And each of those has its own unique characteristics, and particularly when blended with other herbs for a particular type of patient.
So it's important that you are getting somebody that's knowledgeable in this and that it's just right. Not a blend or a proprietary blend that you may not even know what's out there. We've talked on previous shows about how important it is to have good quality supplements. It's not, again, like you said, going to the store, buying something that's got a marketing label like that, but you want your product to be peer and studied, researched, and you want to know what is in that product.
Right.
Recently, they've had on, you know, one of the local news stations, they've taken vitamin D, like 10 of them at local stores around the city, and they found only 9% of that vitamin D was actually the active form and stuff that people thought and they were instructed to go and buy to fix their vitamin D deficiency. And it's important also your herbs that right. You know that they're peer. And you brought up some great examples before we started the show. And I think it's interesting because both Simon and I were like, really? Yeah. I can't believe like even the processing of them herbs and the things that you'd mentioned, even with the ginseng.
Yeah. The easiest example to think about is that eating an apple. If the apple is ripe, it tastes great. It's sweet, it's juicy, it's all the things that you look for when you're eating an apple. If you eat an apple that's not ripe and it's real tart, real sour, there's no more better example than that to show you that picking the apple at the right time changes as the apple ripens, the chemical composition of it changes. In the case of the tartness, it has to do with the amount of sugar and how much sugar is being produced. But herbs are the same. When you pick herbs at the right time, you're maximizing the active principles. In the case of ginseng, it's things called ginsenosides. And each one of the primary herbs has its own marker compounds. And the amount of that marker compound and its chemical activity in the body changes with time. So what that translates to in terms of manufacturing principles are there's no law that says that you have to harvest ginseng at a certain time in order to put it into a supplement. The law says you just have to have ginseng and it has to be properly labeled. So it's possible to harvest ginseng at the wrong time or have the wrong type of ginseng or the wrong chemical components of ginseng, market it as a product and do it legally, but it has no benefit to people. It doesn't work.
Right. And this is kind of where we've all come around this whole with a treating adrenals. And if you're going to buy a supplement like that, where are you going to find these type of supplements? You're not going to find them over the counter because when it's in such a pure form, you actually got to be trained to know what you're giving a patient because it can cause a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It can. It may affect your blood pressure. It may affect these things. So you're actually getting product that's going to help you, but in the same sense, you need to be guided when you're taking it.
Well, that's a very good point because if herbs work, and of course we all think that they do, but if they do work, it's possible that they can cause some problems. If they didn't cause problems, then they're not doing anything. They're not changing any biochemistry. So herbs do change biochemistry, which means there is, to repeat myself, there is the potential for it to change biochemistry in a negative way. So that's why it's important to have a professional to help you to determine which products are right for you and change them over time because our physiology changes, our biochemical needs change, and it's important to have someone other than yourself monitoring what's going on. Even doctors who are trained to know how to treat diseases don't treat themselves or their family because they're too close to the picture.
Are you talking about me?
Of course not. But you can't be objective when you're thinking of your own physiology and your own symptoms. You need someone else who can watch what's going on, who can do the appropriate assessments, follow your symptoms, and then select and fine-tune the approach that's unique for your needs. And if you're trying to assess yourself, you're not objective enough.
It's a great point because we are the worst patients, and we are not good at treating ourselves. We take care of everybody else. We care about everybody else, give everybody else their treatment plan, and so consumed in helping others that we do forget about ourselves. And I can't manage myself. So I got great
I don't
people
think anyone
like you.
Can, actually, Dr. Christie. That's another topic.
And yeah. So you brought up a great point, too, about how your body's constantly changing. Because times people will come in and say, especially this time of year, as I can tell when people are stressed in my practice or when something's changed in my patient's life because your hormones go off, you're needing adjustment, you're not balanced. There's not one treatment that's going to work all year long. And you can definitely tell during the month of December, I'll have patients come in and say, well, I've been on the same thing for the last 6 to 8 months. What's going on? You get down into their life. You know, I got in-laws coming in. I got family coming in. I got this party. I got more work hours. I got to close out the year. I got, grandkids to take care of. And it does. It really changes your body's chemistry.
Yeah.
And your treatment plan needs to be constantly adjusted. That's why I bring my patients back. We'll start a treatment plan. I bring them back in 6 to 8 weeks because you're not going to take something and it not work. Mm-hmm. If it's not working, then we need to make an adjustment because everybody's different. Once you get balanced, I'm checking on you. You're coming into my office every 3 to 4 months because life changes, your body changes, and you want to be in a plan that works.
Right, right.
So I think that is important. I do want to talk a little bit, too, about you guys have some great products. We actually use them in my own practice to help treat the adrenals, to help treat stress. And what we do is we bring people in, we get this testing done. We are going to do our neurosaliva testing. It's going to check a 4-point cortisol level. So you're going to get a 4-point cortisol level for $89 in my office. That's going to be our show special. You just got to mention KXNT. It's a great special. You can come in, get tested, and then we're really going to customize a treatment plan to help your adrenals. That's also going to help your mood. It's going to help your fatigue. It's going to help your sleep. It's going to help how you cope with stress, along with them lifestyle changes that we've brought you in the last couple of shows, so that you start off the new year feeling good. I always tell people, don't wait till the holiday stress is over. Get ahead of it now.
Right. With that also, it's great because you're catering specifically to each patient, which I love about your clinic. It's not come in, here you go, grab next person. Here you go, grab next person. It's really like, okay, this is what's going to work for you, you know, Joe. This is what's going to work for you, Susie. And everything is catered. And with the products, you know, as Bill was mentioning, all our products are guaranteed, and they're going to meet label claim, and you're going to get exactly what you're going to get.
And that's important. That's really important about your guys' product, and that's why I love it. And it works. When people start on a treatment plan, they are coming back and getting them refills in my office every month because it works. How long do you think it takes before people see results?
Wow. That's a good question. I don't know. Everyone's independent, right? Everyone's body is...
Coming from the manufacturers. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, when people start on it, I think they're noticing within a couple of weeks after starting product that they're feeling a little bit better. It takes time to optimize. I know everybody wants a quick fix. I want it fixed now. It's going to take a while to fix them adrenal glands, depending on how bad they've been for how long they've been. But I think people start to feel better and they get that encouragement within a couple of weeks.
There are some of the – it also depends a little bit on what's happening and what you're doing. We have one product we call Nucera, which is designed for immediate response in stressful situations. It's actually a milk-based product. It's derived from milk. But what people do is that if they're if they know that they're going under a stressful situation, for example, let's say they've been invited to come on a radio show, they might want to take one of these Nucera. It's a chew, which helps them to calm down, helps you relax. It's not a drug effect. It's actually the general category are called adaptogens. We'll talk a little bit more about adaptogens, but they help your body adapt to a stressful situation. So with something like Nucera, you'd feel the results within an hour.
I love that product, and I don't know if we can say what we call it over at Vitality, but Simon,
no, we can't.
We do have to take a quick break. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN. When we return, we're going to continue talking about treatment plans and some of the products that may be beneficial to helping you. The show special mentioned KXNT is an adrenal cortisol test for $89. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Wouldn't it be simpler to have the same energy bill every month? When you sign up for NV Energy's equal payment plan, you can. Pay the same amount every month based on your average energy use. Just one of the many choices available on my account at nvenergy.com. Sign up today.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on KXNT News Talk every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Hey, Las Vegas, the word is out, and our competitors are running for the hills. DLC is now funding auto title loans. Your trusted community lender for over 15 years is now funding auto title loans. We're lending up to 80% of your vehicle's value, and you only pay interest for the amount of days you have your loan out. Simply put, Dollar Loan Center is the best deal in town by far. Call 702-364-LOAN for all the details. No credit checks, up to $10,000, and as always, just minutes to process your title loan. With more than 25 area locations, or apply and get funded online at don'tbebroke.com. Signature loans up to $2,500 or auto title loans up to $10,000. Call 702-364-LOAN today.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Loans are subject to approval.
More news. No Justin Bieber. Hey, if those crappy music stations can brag, so can we. This is FM News 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. To get in on our show special, it's mention the code KXNT. It's an $89 four-point cortisol test so that we can help customize a plan to really help and prevent future chronic problems, maybe help your blood pressure, maybe help your high cholesterol. In these stressful moments, what we can do to help you. And I want to give you my office phone number. It's 702-731-1200. Or you can go to my website. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. I'm back on with Simon Chan with Metagenics, and I'm also here with Bill Shaddle. We've been talking about stress, really what stress does to the body, adrenals, what cortisol does to the body. We brought awareness to adrenal fatigue, hopefully gave you the understanding of kind of what all this marketing out there is and what the terminology means. We talked about some of the lifestyle changes in the past shows that you can use to really help cope with stress because it's important that it all works together. And I want to now talk a little bit about product. We gave you reasons why your herbs and your vitamins need to come from a good source. It needs to be researched. It needs to be guaranteed that what's in that capsule or that tablet that you're taking is what's in it. And I want to talk a little bit about the product, and I got the best experts here to share with you why these adaptogens and these products are important and how they actually work.
Yeah, Bill, can you explain a little bit about adaptogens? You mentioned that a little bit, so our listeners can kind of understand a little bit about what that means.
Yeah, from a Chinese medicine perspective, they talk a lot about the term they use is a tonic. And historically, it's kind of hard to define what a tonic means. But the best way to describe it is that it facilitates your body's ability to adapt to changing circumstances. So it's not necessarily a stimulant, nor is it necessarily a depressant. It might do both. It might, in some circumstances, it might help to stimulate function. In others, it might help to suppress some of the external variables that contribute to dysfunction. So what it's doing is helping your body adapt to the situation by bringing you back to a normal function. And it, from a Western medicine, again, that's a little bit hard to get your mind around that, but from a Chinese herb perspective, an Ayurvedic perspective, it's a very clear type of a supportive role of these herbs.
Getting back to balance.
That's a good term.
Got it.
Okay. And this is why it's important, too, because you don't want to go out there and just take a product that may actually be stimulating you when you may need to be bringing down so that you get that restful sleep. And this is why you don't want to self-manage and walk down that aisle or buy a product on the TV or over the radio, or because you don't know if you're taking the right thing. You really need to be guided by somebody to take that right product that's going to work when it needs to.
Right. And another variable that I want to be sure we understand is that when you talk about an herb, there's lots of different components to a plant. There's the leaves, there's the stems, there's the roots. And each part of that has its own chemical composition. So when you purchase an herb that you've bought in a health food store or wherever, sometimes you don't know if it's the whole herb when what's really important is the flower or a particular component of the herb. And that's why you have to depend upon a manufacturing company who has herbalists who know what they're doing. They know how to pick the herb. They know which part of the herb is important. They know how to measure for the appropriate active components and constituents and marker compounds. And it's not illegal to sell, for example, echinacea as the whole plant when it's just the flowering parts of echinacea that contain the active principles which help in cold and flu, as a quick example.
So if you're taking echinacea, the stem, you're just buying a product that's doing absolutely nothing,
correct? You're buying sticks.
It's not going to help your immune system. And you think that you're doing something appropriate and you're actually trying to be proactive at your health. And working this business, it is so hard for the consumer to know what you're taking and is it actually a good product to be taking.
And yeah. That's why they have to come to a physician that can actually work with a reputable company or work with have reputable products to provide for the patients, because you're working with sick people and people want to get better.
And Simon, I kind of gave you a little bit of a hard time when you first came into my office, didn't I?
Every time I come into your office.
Because I have to know, where are you getting that product from? What are you doing with that product? Is it good product? What is the research? What results has it brought? It can't be just any product if it's in my office.
Right, exactly, 100%. And that's why with Metagenics, we do clinical tests, and we test batches, and we do a lot of great things. But getting back to one part, Bill, you know, I get a lot of questions about why don't we just have one adrenal line? Why don't we just have one probiotic? Why do we need 6 and 8 and 10 different ones?
Well, that is a good question, and I think it goes to where the science is leading you. In the case of probiotics, as we learn more and more about probiotics, we know that they're strain-specific and that each probiotic has its own therapeutic benefit. When you're talking about supporting the body under stressful conditions, it's the adrenal glands that are very important, because that's kind of like at the forefront of the stress response. However, there's neurological changes that happen as well. There's chemicals in your brain called neurotransmitters that carry chemical signals between the two nerve cells. And the presence or absence of those neurotransmitters is largely what drives how your brain functions. So if you're forgetful, or if you're fatigued, or you're mentally challenged or depressed, any of those things, it could be simply that there's an imbalance in some of these neurotransmitters. So the stress response is centered around the adrenal glands, but there's also lots of other areas in the body that have to be taken into consideration.
And so when we do our research on these things, our testing is, I think that's the difference, is that we actually don't just test for one part of it. We test it as a whole, right? We look at the body as a whole, as a whole working mechanism.
And this kind of goes back to that when I tell my patients or clients, you know, your husband may be coming in, your sister may be coming in, your wife may be coming in, a coworker, and you're not on the same product, because if you're stressed and wired, you're not getting the same product as if you're stressed and emotionally exhausted, and or if you're not sleeping at nighttime and you're awake during the day, you're not getting the same product. We are customizing the product and the treatment plan specifically for you, your testing, and the symptoms that you're having. And you guys offer a whole line of adrenals that specifically treat each individual.
Yeah, and we actually, when they come in, there is a test that they can take, and they'll know where they fall in the category, and then we can definitely work into their customization. Yes, absolutely.
And that's why I want to encourage people to come in and really take this opportunity. This testing is not going to go on sale for the $89 very frequently, because as you know,
right,
Simon, but really I want to give back to people at this time of year. And I feel that that's something that I can give back to them and really bring it down in pricing for people to come in and get the testing done, get on a treatment plan. Because when you feel good, you're going to want to do more things. You're going to want to be with your family. You're going to just have that overall feeling better. You're going to be, if you don't have yourself to go home and take care of your family,
who's going to do it?
Yeah. Another thing that I think is important to bear in mind, you mentioned this before, Dr. Christie, that the physiology of the individual changes. And the end of that is that hopefully, and if done properly, eventually people can just do fine on selecting healthy foods. In other words, you don't have to necessarily be on one of these formulas or programs or any kind of external adaptogen forever. The whole idea of natural medicine is to find the least effective dose. So the idea is to give people the nutritional support that they need until their system is able to function normally and healthily, healthfully, and then you gradually wean them off until they don't have to take anything.
Exactly, and that's where we really come from, and I want to encourage you to give my office a call. Again, the code is KXNT. You're going to get saliva testing, a 4-point cortisol test, so we can test your cortisol throughout the entire day for $89. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. I want to thank both Simon and Bill for coming on the show, sharing your expertise today. It's been a great show, and I hope that we've brought a little bit of awareness to our listeners. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN. I'll be back next Saturday. We're going to be talking about cardiovascular health and women's sexual function next Saturday on the show. So we'll return.